Ravel brings pre-Slichas talk, Motzei Shabbos, Tov Shinayin Dalet. Slichas, first Slichas.
Characteristics and strengths. Atom of Fachkobi. The Atom of Shamwa Bekilbi, and you keep it inside. The Gaon in L'chud Aranino explains, really there's one word missing here. Ato Boroso, Ato Yitzarto, Ato Osniso. And the Gaon is Medayek here, that the Bria and the Yetzira and the Shmira is done by Borei Olam, but the Asiya, the maintenance, is done by us. We provide the perfection or the damage, whatever happens to the Neshama, the Bnei Shalom keeps it in for a certain time period. The Chassid Yavetz explains on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, B'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtovim. What's the sefer? Which is the sefer which carries every single deed and act, which apparently is what the record is, which is brought out on Rosh Hashanah? What's the sefer? Says the Chassid Yavetz, it's the Neshama. And therefore we have a little more depth of understanding what the Neshama is. It's the most sophisticated of all computers. It carries absolutely everything. The Neshama carries the whole lifetime of a person, of every activity. And therefore, as much as it might be Ato Boroso Tehoira at the beginning, but who knows after 120 years what the state of the Neshama is. We never know. We don't know what the state is. Lamaisa to be Medayik exactly in Pei Yud Ches in Sha'alef in Nefesh HaChaim, he explains that Neshama is always Tehoira. You can't damage the Neshama, but the problem is it gets barriers. It's protected with Orlas Halev, and it can lose all sensitivity to Kedusha. The power of the Neshama is lost, the Kedusha is lost. The Neshama itself might remain pure, but you can't get to it, there's no access to it, because it's been surrounded by a Bemus, Lo Aleinu, and therefore it could be that the Neshama is not exactly what we thought originally. I remember years ago, when we lived in Sorotskin, my son was 8 years old. His shoulder got completely dislocated. It fell out. And it was awful to look at, and we didn't know what to do. So we ran over to Hatelen in Romema. And it was full at the time. And the nurse told us to go and sit in a room, in a waiting room, in a cubicle. And I sat down with my son, an 8-year-old boy. And right in front of us were two enormous pictures. The whole wall was covered with these pictures. One was a smoker's lung, and one was a non-smoker's lung. I remember I sat there with my son, and his shoulder was sticking out. And we stared at the pictures. You couldn't miss it. And after about 30 seconds, my son turned around and said, Abba, ani lo rotze la'ashen af pam. You take a look at the smoker's lung, it was filthy. It was dirty. There were marks on it. It was a mess. It was a terrible mess. And you take a look at the non-smoker's lung, and you realize, wow, what a clean, it's clean. It's absolutely hygienic. You can see it's clinically clean, and the smoker's lung never looks awful. I thought to myself, you know, you can perhaps even peep into the lung, but you can't peep into the neshama. You can't see what it really looks like. Who knows what the state of the neshama is? It was tohoyohi, but who knows what it's picked up? Who knows if it shines or if it smells, if it's noxious, if it's stagnant, if it's rain, if it's pure. It was Tehoirai, but what state it's in now, who knows what it's in. The Neshama therefore collects information throughout the lifetime of a person. If you take it a little bit further, the power of the Neshama is also that what it receives, it retains, it holds on to that, but all the time it's collecting information, it's collecting facts. A chelek of the neshama, the Gaon explains in Mishnah Perek Aleph Pasuk Kaf Gimel, Abiyah Lechem Ruchi is the ruach. The ruach is the speech, but the ruach is also a motivation. There's the nefesh, which is action, the ruach, which is speech and motivation, and the neshama, which is thought. And all the time when one speaks, the neshama picks up from the ruach information and holds it and says, "Begon, the concept of mitzvah goreres mitzvah or aveva goreres aveva is by no means a reward or a punishment. It's a metzias. It's a reality. If a person with their ruach is motivated all the time towards bad, then lo aleinu, you end up with another aveva and another one, because the ruach is a motivator and it keeps on generating from the information it's received, and it keeps on giving out and collecting an information, and therefore one's drawn in more." And then the Gaon then turns around and says, "The greatest mitzvah of all is teima, and the greatest aveva is leitzanus. You learn one daf gemara, you want to learn another one. You act with leitzanus and it pulls you in." The question also is, how on earth does a person do tshuva lo yaleinu? If you've done a lo aleinu, a thousand avevas, how on earth do you ever get back on track? Fortunately, midah tova is merubah mimidah roa. You learn one daf gemara, the pull from the ruach is much greater than an aveva, fortunately, and therefore the power is much greater of the ruach to pull you in from tova. I remember I once asked with Uri Zohar, there was a person in Madersdorf who I didn't know how to be Makariv. I was involved with him a great deal. I asked with Uri Zohar, he's my neighbor at the time in the building, and he said to me, "There's no greater kilva than Daf Gemara. Daf Gemara pulls you in, the ruach of the Daf Gemara. But it's actually a person can be pulled the other way. The neshama intrinsically from the beginning was pure, but who knows what state it's in." I once gave a shiur in a very prestigious Beis Yaakov in America, a very high quality Beis Yaakov. I can't remember what the shiur was, but after the shiur, a girl came up to me and said to me, "I'd like to speak to you in the car park outside." So when I finished, I went outside and she was there waiting for me. And as I got into the car, she turned and I said, I just want you to know, I'm a Chalo Shabbos every single week. I watch pornography, I eat trefers, and I don't care." And she listed off a whole list. I said, "But why are you telling me this?" She said, "I just want you to know." I said, "What's the point of telling me?" And she said, "I don't care anymore. I'm in this school, but I've reached a point when it doesn't matter to me anymore." And I explained to her that, how did you get into this state? I explained a little bit, and we made a contact, and we kept in touch for months afterwards. It wasn't sudden. It was from one act that the ruach pulled you in on the neshama. Your neshama was originally tahila, but you can go so far, you can lose any affinity towards it. You lost it. It was tahila, but look where you've got to. That's the koyach of the neshama. It pulls you in. Question is, what effect does it have on all of us on a daily basis, on a daily schedule? I once spoke at as an organization in America, Lena should never need it, called A-Time, where there were couples who unfortunately can't have children. So they gave me some information to look at about the problem of infertility. And one of the articles they gave me was a professor of psychology in a university, and he was trying to explain to the class what does it mean, the enormous difficulty of stress which these couples often have, the anxiety. And he gave an example, and in front of the classroom he held up a glass of water and he said to the group, "Tell me, how much do you think this glass weighs?" So one said 2 ounces, one said 6 ounces, one said 10 ounces, and they all gave different answers. And the professor then turned around and said, "You know, in reality, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter how much the glass weighs. What really matters is how long you have to hold it for. If you have to hold the glass for 2 minutes, then mabukach. It's nothing. Holding the glass for 2 minutes doesn't... If you're required to hold the glass for 6 hours, you'll have an ache. You won't be able to move your arm." He then explained, "Supposing you are forced to hold the glass for a day, and it only weighs 2 ounces, you'll probably need surgery after the end of the day. You won't be able to move your arm. It weighs nothing. But in reality, the weight, the baggage, is extremely heavy. I was thinking when I saw that, perhaps that's what it means when the neshama collects baggage. If a person doesn't have a cheshit for davening, if you don't care whether you learn a daf gemara or you do, you don't. If it's immaterial what a person says, but we just said Elokei neshama is tahoira he. It is tahoira. It was tahoira. But who knows that the whole baggage is pulling us down from our real potential in Kedusha, in growing. It might only be a 2 ounce glass of water, Kol Shekein, if it's even heavier. But the spiritual baggage on the neshama, eventually in Chazal it's called Orlas Halev, and you can't motivate yourself anymore. You don't care about kashrus. You don't care anymore about whether it's 1 tefillah or 20 tefillahs. If it doesn't matter, how come? If the neshama is tahoirahi, ato barosa, ato yitzata, then what's gone wrong? It's not the neshama. It's me. And that's the ato, it doesn't say, ato osiso. It's me. I do the work. You created Beria Yitzira, and you did nefafka and meshamba. But it's me who is the one who does the asiyah, the maintenance of the neshama. It's told once that the Chofetz Chaim, I think Aponovich Arov, who was there at the time, in Radin, if I remember it correctly, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the Chofetz Chaim sent a message around that everybody in the yeshiva should come to his house and wait there. They all thought he's going to be Megala the case at 2 o'clock in the morning or something, an incredible time in the middle of the night. And the Chofetz Chaim gathered everybody together and turned around to them and said to them, nothing more than this. It's all he had to say. We say, Ato Boroso, Ato Yitzato, Ato Nefato, Ato Meshamro, Ato Osid Litlo Mimeni, Ula Hachaziro, with a mapping hay. That's what you'll get back. La Osid Lo. He said, the Chofetz Chaim said, now go back home, go to bed. Ula Hachaziro, be. The mapping hay, the work of a lifetime, the impression stays. It's there. Who knows? I don't know. I often think to myself that it's like perhaps one of the greatest possible mistakes ever made, Bein Odom Lachaveiroi, is this. It's an enormous mistake made, Bein Odom Lachaveiroi. You can meet a person who looks wonderful. They are immaculate in dress. And their tie is beautiful, and their face is clean and sunburned, and everything is groomed perfectly. But it could be that their neshama is putrid. It's like an open sewer, but you don't know. You don't know. And one of the most deceiving points are, is that he looks so polished and perfect and shining, but who knows? It can be a stench inside, spiritually. Fakert. You can meet a person who looks disheveled and old and worn out and has absolutely no glamour about them at all. And yet, it can be the purest person you've ever met in your life. You don't know. That's the enormous mystery about Bein Odom Lachaveiroi. On the outside, but the outside is nothing. The real person is the neshama. And you don't know what baggage they have or they don't have. That's perhaps maybe why we always have to don the kafsmos and lay your day. Oh, but that's the nature of the baggage. The baggage creates like a sewer. And it could be that that's the reason why there's so little motivation. In Kain Rabbi Isai, it's malasot. El Slichus. We're about to begin a new year. Who knows what this year has in store? What's the tikkun for the neshama? How can you get it straight again? We say every morning from a pasuk in Yeshaya, Nuntes, Uvo l'tzion goyel, u'l'shavechesha b'yakov nu'um Hashem. Eventually the Geula Shleima will come about, as soon as possible. But you should know. V'ani zois b'risi oisam. I make a covenant with you, Omar Hashem. What's the covenant? Ruchi Asher Olecho. You have on top of yourself my spirit. And you should know, Udvorai Asher Samti Beficho. What you say is the covenant. Rashi says it's talking about Torah. Of a kamuvan, anything that is said, the koyach of the ruach, lo yamushu mipichom mipizaracho mipizarazaracho omar Hashem miato biadoyim. What is the covenant? The covenant is that there is always, so long as there's life, you can make the connection. The Chaim Volozhin in Shah Aleph, Nefesh HaChaim Peirik Yud Ches explains, it's never an end so long as the Ruach can connect from the Nefesh to the Neshama, like at birth. If it can connect, the Koyach of the Dibur can give life again to the Neshama. If you look carefully in the Torah, Kedosha, it never says Kores on the Neshama. It never says Kores on the Ruach. The HaNefesh Nichras. You can lose Loya Leinu, the Nefesh is cut off. But so long as there's life, you can connect again. The Koyach of Dibur is the cleanser. That's the power of speech. In particular, prayer. That's what there is inside the pe. The bris is on the ruchi asher olecho udvorai asher santi beficha. When you speak and when you talk, you can connect again with the neshama through Torah, through tefillah, and that you live again. You can clean up again. It's a phenomenal koyach. If you look at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam at the very beginning says, if a person is over on any mitzvah saseh or mitzvah lo saseh, keshe yaseh tshuva yisvada. And the ikar mitzvah, apparently according to the Rambam, is the vidui. But why? Surely there's chavota, there's kabbalah lahaba. Oh, but the ikar mitzvah in tshuva is the vidui, because the vidui makes the link again, and that's the bris. The bris which connects again is the koyach hadibur, and that's why the Rambam says, Al kein yoyma on Hashem chotosi ovisi poshati. That's the koyach of the dibur. You connect again from the nefesh to the, and you clean up. That's the power. The most meiridika vort I saw in the altar as I was preparing to say something. The most beautiful vort we say every single morning in Ashrei. No one ever thought of, if you think of these words. B'chol yoyim avorecheko. Every day I will bench you. Every day I say brochas. V'halal Hashim chol yolam vored. Ma kesher? What's the connection from the Reisha to the Sefer? B'chol yoyim avorecheko. So I know every day I make a brocha. V'halal Hashim chol yolam vored. What's the yolam vored got to do with it? Says the altar. You should know that every day when you keep on saying Asher Yotza Esodom, Mechal Kachayim Bechesed, Hazon Esoilom Kulam, whatever it is, Sha'akon Yebidvoroi, that's B'chol Yom Avorecheka. But there's an imprint on the Neshama that stays after 120 years. And on the Neshama is remained V'halal Hashim Chol Yolam Vored, because the mouth kept on talking here, on the Seichel, on the Neshama, is left the Koyach of Dibur and Halel. The koyach of the dibur. If that's the case, and we follow this point from the enormous baggage, who knows what we're carrying, the lack of motivation, the lack of incentive for tefillah, for Torah, for whatever it is, that the neshama collects b'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtovim. We appreciate and understand Nebuch, that poor girl in the Beis Yaakov, she didn't realize how far she'd gone. The mitzvah goreiras mitzvah, but the aveira goreiras aveira, it pulls you in. And you're carrying enormous baggage, who knows? Now, and only now, can we then appreciate what it means by having someone like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu in Klal Yisrael, after Chet HaEgel, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told him in Parshas Kisisa, Kishichei Samcho, Lech Rei Ta'on, it's the end, Achalein, I'm finished with them. Ve'ezeh Oizcho L'Goy Godoy. And Moshe was finished. He couldn't take it. Ha'ichal Hashem Moshe, Lomo Yecher Ha'apecho, Shuv Mecharoin Ha'apecho. I beg you, don't finish with them. Moshe Rabbeinu begged for us. Don't write them off. And eventually he turned around and says, Haydieni no estorecha, im em sochem dienecha, v'niflinu ani v'amcha. Let us be different from all the umos ha'olam. Said Boirei Olam, hinei anochi koreis l'ris. Say these words, Yud Gimel Midas, Hashem, Hashem, Kerachum v'chanum, Einon choizvais reikon, and always work. It's a gift. The gift is, you can live again and clean up. A goy, once he's a noyef, Once he's a shakran, once he's a ganav, he's finished for life. He's gone. He's a mushkas, he stays a mushkas. He never cleans up. The gift is that Moshe Rabbeinu asked for us, the niflinu, please, let us be different, that we have the koyach to clean up. Ibn Hashem said, Ani en kareis beris. The bris is the Yud Gimel Midas. Unbelievable gift. And every year, we're given the opportunity to clean up. The motivation can come back. The Kedusha in our lives can return. The Cheshek Fetoyva can come back. Who knows what state the Neshama got in the year. But that's the gift of Selichas. The ability to throw off the baggage and you're light again. And of course that's the Simcha of Sukkos. That you start again and you're free, you're easy. If that's the case, before we begin, Achshav Muvan et Haloshen. Kein oirei solonu loimara shaloi shesrei. Teach us how to say them. Scholonu hayoi v'ris shaloi shesrei. Please, remember those words. Kohidat oleonov mikedem. You showed Moshe Rabbeinu how it works. K'moshe kosu yered Hashem beyonon. It works. That's the gift of Slichas. The Ruach lives again. That's why we say, Al tashlicheni milfonecho, v'ruach kodshecho, al tikach mimeni. So long as there's life, there is a Ruach HaKodesh. It might be dimmed, it might be dull, it might need polishing, but there's a Ruach HaKodesh in every person. Keilo reisa lonu.
Yes.